hard time with your defense. They figured it out, and then you had to figure things out too. Kind of describe the game from your perspective.
Well, we knew it was not going to be easy. I mean, we went into halftime. I felt that we were obviously a little bit more relaxed than we have been in going in games at halftime, and I just wanted them to not get complacent about it. You know, I kind of just said, you know, we're doing some good things, and that's resulting in us having the lead. But, you know, 20 more minutes is a lot of minutes of basketball. We got to make sure that, you know, we get out there and we finish the game out. Kanky did come back and obviously had a lot of fight to them and found very good opportunities for their main scorers to get open and finish strong at the hoop. And it made us have to make some different changes defensively at times. And then making sure that hopefully, you know, Brandi Hudson didn't get the ball towards the end of the game. And
boy, she's good, isn't she?
She is. And I knew that she was going to come back. Play, you know, good players do. She knew she was held to 7 last time, and that was probably a big reason why they lost that game, and she wasn't going to go out that way tonight.
No, well, what did you guys do so well in the first quarter? They were really out of sorts. They literally did not make a basket. In fact, they only made 2 in the whole first half. What did you guys do defensively that was so effective?
Jack, it's the stuff that we talk about day in and day out, and it's just an energy about it. You know, when everybody's getting the spots and they're really having that prideful defense where they have the attitude of, you know, I'm not going to have my girl score on me. And that's what I've been wanting the whole time, you know. And I thought we did a very nice job doing it for, you know, 3 quarters, 4th quarters. It's tough, you know. I mean, playing last night, obviously, and coming back and playing a very tough team that's, you know, was never really out of the game. And then having to just finish one out and seeing if you have some legs to get, kind of take care of it. And thought we did that a little bit today.
So describe the last play. Obviously, Lauren drew the double team on the baseline, and Trish, as she just described it in the postgame show, was screaming ball, ball, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was kind of a draw to get something going towards the basket a little bit.
Kind of like yesterday when
Very, very similar to yesterday, you know, in that situation. I wanted to take a little bit of clock off and then run up a play that we had, you know, possibly a screen of Holly attacking the basket, having a roller, and then having either Sierra or Trish kind of pop up for threes. We did a little bit, but it was a little bit earlier than we probably anticipated. But, you know, we're a young team still kind of learning clock management and learning just how are you going to take care of the ball when pressure is happening. Because they did a very nice job finding ways to get us a little uncomfortable and it forced a lot of turnovers on us. But at least we were able to take care of the ones that really, really mattered.
Well, our athletic director, Matt Johnson, announced at halftime that there will be fans for our game on Wednesday. The girls clearly didn't know that because I just told Trish, and I thought she already knew. But anyways, Matt did announce that at halftime. What do you think that's going to mean for our girls? You know, I know it will be big for the boys too, but our girls are all UP girls. You know, what is that going to mean to have their parents and loved ones in the stands?
That's going to be a different feel. I mean, I know they had some fans over at Finlandia when we played there, but you know, their gym is just not as intimate as our gym is. I mean, you get a few people in this gym, and it gets pretty loud, and it gets really close to the floor. And having that crowd factor is going to be a very, very good thing, too, you know. And I just want to make sure that the players keep playing their game, and they don't try to, you know, overexert themselves a little too much, you know, because they got, you know, someone in the stands a little bit more. We just got to make sure we're playing our basketball, the stuff that we've done, and just keep dialing in and being focused. And the fans will take care of the rest, you know.
All right, what do you think about Rochester, our opponent on Wednesday night?
Well, they're good. They're not, you know, ranked number 10 in the nation for no reason. I mean, 12-0.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a great draw for us. But we know a lot about them. I've been watching them, obviously, in between games. And just going to find a way to keep working on the stuff that we did here and keep progressing going forward. And, you know, it's...
Your girls battle-tested now, you think? 16 games, I mean, honestly, other than the Milwaukee Tech game, there were no games. We've talked about this before. I mean, your strength of schedule this year, even though we took our lumps with some of those games that you were pretty upset about, maybe some of the effort, but you think you're battle-tested now for a playoff game against a team of that caliber?
I'd like to think so. I really do. I think our morale is up, and our team chemistry and everything that going forward, and everything is starting to work out pretty well. You know, I've been talking about, you know, working for that aha moment I said before, and it's getting more and more, even on the small stuff that we talked about. And that's the small stuff that equates to a win, you know, just doing those small things. And I feel that they are mentally ready and prepared. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't mind a record. I really don't care what our record says. We know we played some tough teams this season, and I was actually very excited about that. The more, the tougher, the better, obviously, because then hopefully it does prepare us to be ready for our region.
Well, Matt, I always let the girls do it, and I always forget. I'll let you say hi to whoever you would like to, because I know there's a lot of people that sacrifice and whatnot to make any coach be able to do their job.
Well, first off, to do my job, I'd like to thank Matt Johnson for helping out today and getting some stuff taken care of for me and my other duties that I have here at the college.
But he really wants to get rid of this table.
He does. He wants to get out of here and enjoy the rest of his Sunday. I don't blame him either. But yeah. No, I want to thank my parents who listen to every game, very avid supporters, Mary and Glenn Gregory, the Bay College community and administration staff who's been very, very supportive throughout the years. More so my wife, Val Nieto, who has been through this whole ride for 4 years through thick and thin and has been basically a great, great supporting person. I couldn't be doing this without her.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll see you Wednesday night. Great way to end the regular season with these two wins. A 1 point and a 3 point. I mean, can you ask for anything? Well, you could ask for a 20-point win, I guess.
Well, that's how we play, Jack. We put it in very dramatic fashion, you know?
Okay. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jack.